Right now, though, I want to shift gears to what has been, I mean, success story is an understatement right now with the folks from JT Mellick. I'm joined by Mike Frugier. He's the founder and owner of Frugier Spirits. Mike, Mike, welcome to Talk 107. Welcome back to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm glad to be back with you guys. Thanks for having me back.
No, glad to have you on. Glad to be a, look, I proudly have the JT Mellick vodka in the house and a little bit of the rice whiskey as well. Let's rewind the clock, though. So for those that don't know you here in Baton Rouge, how did JT Mellick get its start?
Oh, about 7 years ago, we were looking for something, some kind of way to add value to our rice crop. We're rice and crawfish farmers over here. And don't ask me how it happened, but we, long story short, we ended up becoming a distiller. Of course, the first product we released was a rice vodka, which we're very proud of. Won a double gold medal. You know, very good vodka. And we started putting barrels of whiskey down at the same time.
Well, let's talk about that, moving from vodka to whiskey a little bit. We'll get back more into the family, into the business in a minute. But you make the jump from vodka to whiskey. How did that discussion come about?
Well, we didn't really make a jump. When your whiskey takes time, 4 to 5 years in our case in a barrel. So while you're waiting for the whiskey to mature, most people come out with a clear spirit that are in the distillation business, and we happen to, you know, we happen to have a great vodka. We just, you know, I guess I won't say got lucky in that sense, but, you know, it was, we were successful in the marketplace, most importantly, to tide us over until the whiskey was ready.
Okay, so this was in the plan. This was in the works the entire time. It's just a matter of we all got introduced to the vodka first.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the barrel, the whiskey, you know, there's nothing that can shortcut time and patience.
Absolutely. How tough was that patience, especially once you released that first batch?
Well, the patience for the whiskey is when you're doing it for the first time is it takes a lot. I had and we were producing a rice whiskey, which really doesn't exist. So there's not a lot of information on it. So we quite frankly didn't know if we were going to have a winner or not for a long time. And the spirit takes a lot of twists and turns as it goes through the cycle of the barrel. Sometimes it wasn't very good when we tested. So I had a few days where I was pretty concerned, but nevertheless, we've got a fantastic product that's available now. So
what, I mean, yeah, once it hit the shelves, I mean, it was clearly a winner. Okay. So for those that might be bourbon enthusiasts or whiskey enthusiasts, whatever, what can they expect from the JT Mellick Rice Whiskey?
Well, that's difficult to describe. It's unique, but it's not so strange that you won't recognize it as a whiskey. It's somewhere between a bourbon and a rye. Mm-hmm. I think both parties will find something they like in it. I think probably our signature deal with our whiskey is the nose. Everyone loves the nose. If you got bourbon guys out there that follow him, Fred Minnick, you know, just gave us a raving review. You know, go listen to what he says on his YouTube deal. That tells you a lot about it. It's slightly sweet. It's overused term, but it's extremely smooth. Got a nice finish. You know, I think anybody will find it pleasurable to as a sipping whiskey. And, of course, it's bold enough to stand up to all the cocktails, because if it didn't, people probably wouldn't use it. So the only recommendation I have is anything you're going to put it in, like an old-fashioned, I'd use about half the sugar because it's already slightly sweet.
And does that come from it? Is that because it comes from rice?
It's just a natural thing that happens with the rice. Our vodka is like that if you really study it, if you really pay attention to it. Sweet is not the right term, I guess, but it definitely feels that way on the mouth.
No, yeah. Sure. So as a regular consumer of your product, I would say sweet would be a perfect term, especially with the vodka, because the vodka, like, you want vodka to be clean, right? Well,
correct.
There's that hint of sweetness that goes along with it, makes for a perfect vodka soda. I wouldn't imagine mixing it with anything else, but that's just me. We're talking with Mike Frugier, founder and owner of Frugier Spirits. about the next round of JT Melick, which is on its way out. Okay, so how big was the first launch, and how big or how much can we expect from this one?
We released about 60 barrels last year, and we have about 70 to release throughout the course of this year between now and December. Mm-hmm. There's lots of, I guess you call them private barrel picks that different retailers are doing. I guess the next one that maybe Alexander still has some in Baton Rouge, Oak Point is coming shortly. They picked one last week, and Cuesta Pace over in Mandeville. That's the blue label. People that are chasing those, the blue label is the cast strength barrel picks. And then, of course, we have our regular standard 96 proof whiskey that's on the market just about everywhere.
Yeah, speaking of that. Go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was just saying just about all the retailers have it.
So. Speaking of that 96 proof, I mean, that's a little bit stronger than a lot of the bourbons out there, and yet normally when you have a stronger proof or a stronger alcohol by volume, you get a little bit more burn with it. Y'all avoid that burn. Was that intent, or is that just another byproduct of the rice?
That is a byproduct of the rice. You know, I'd like to say I did it intentionally, but we followed some classic whiskey rules, and the rice just, well, let me say this. We're using several signature deals that are in our recipe that I can't talk about, but it ended up producing that. So, you know, that soft appeal. We went higher on the proof just because, you know, if we went lower, I don't think people would have believed it was whiskey. So, you know, you almost need a little bit of extra proof to sort of get what people are looking for, you know, when they're sipping whiskey. You know, they're looking for a little burn, I think, in some cases.
We're talking with Mike Frugier, founder and owner of Frugier Spirits, about the JT Melick Louisiana whiskey. All right, so the whiskey community overall, Mike, it can be a finicky bunch. What's that introduction been like, and what's the reception been like?
I think it's surprise across the board. People are like, initially like rice, you know, like there's a question mark above it. And then, then they're like, wow, you know, this is not what I expected at all. And you know, if you just go look at all of our reviews, go on our website, they're all listed there. All the links are there. They're easy to get to, but, that sort of tells the whole story. But, even at barrel strength, our blue label, I think you'd be amazed at just the completeness of the spirit. You know, having tasted many, many whiskeys across the country now in the last 6 years to try to compare to, you know, I dare say we have a world-class spirit, you know. So maybe that's a little overstatement, but we're pretty proud of it.
Well, I mean, being alone in the market in Louisiana helps with that. To be sure. I mean, and there's only a handful at best of the Japanese whiskeys that do it right. With that in mind, with walking down an uncharted path to begin with, are y'all looking at possibly other spirits as well?
Not at the moment. We're focused on the rice. And let me say that people always compare us to sake. We're not a sake, and we're not most Japanese whiskey is single malt, meaning it's a scotch. So there's really no rice whiskey on the planet that you can compare this to. There's some other products that were meant to be something else, and they put them in a barrel, but they're not really whiskey.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a long detail to go into that, but this is a unique product that, you know, one of a kind really in the world, except for a handful of small craft distillers who don't really distribute a lot. You know, if you're looking for it, there it is. We have it right here in the state.
A couple more minutes left with Mike Frugier talking a little bit about the JT Melick rice whiskey. Let's talk about that from a family perspective. I mean, this was a family business to begin with. How involved is the family in the creation and production of this?
Everybody works here. My daughter is our marketing director. She does all our social media. My wife is the graphic artist. She basically had a big hand in designing the label and all of our, you know, point of sale material. My brother is a rice farmer. Our kids work here in the summer. You know, it's a very much a family endeavor. My family's been here for, I guess now, six generations, counting my granddaughter. So we'll see what they do.
No, absolutely. Let's hope this initial success just continues to spin off into more from the JT Melick folks. Mike, got to ask you, what are your favorites? If you get the JT Melick vodka or the JT Melick whiskey, straight up, or you mixing? What are you doing with the cocktails?
Well, before I started this, believe it or not, I wasn't a whiskey drinker. I was a martini drinker. That's why I made the vodka. I thought it was the best martini I ever had when we were doing testing. So that's really was the decision point to go forward with the distillery. But I definitely become a lover of our whiskey. I drank it neat. It's in a Glencairn glass. Sip it. That's my favorite way. But I will say our whiskey goes great in any citrus-based cocktail. Paper Airplane is probably one of my favorites. It probably makes the best Manhattan you ever had. So the vodka mixes with anything citrus. And the soda, of course, is great. Yep. You know, it's a great sipping vodka as well. I hate to keep just saying it goes with anything, but it just does.
No, look, you know? You're talking to a fan. You're talking to somebody who...
And the thing that the product on the vodka, it just disappears. You know, you don't put our vodka in a cocktail to hide it. It'll disappear. It'll sort of surprise you later on.
Last one before we get you out of here, Mike, and I uh-huh. greatly appreciate your time this morning. Predict the future for me. Are we going to see growth and how much y'all are making every year? Is that the plan here?
Yeah, of course, vodka takes, you can respond to the marketplace. So we're still growing the brand in the state. We have put down about 30% more whiskey every year. After we released it, we had to wait to see what the market did with it, but we were encouraged with what we saw. So I've even increased production even more. But, we won't see that for probably 6 years from now. But there'll be more of it next year and every year after that. So
looking forward to it. He is Mike Frugier with JT Melick. We appreciate the time this morning, man.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate seeing you all again.
Absolutely. Here's